At the National Biodiesel Conference, we were treated to a performance by singer-songwriter Emily Richards, and I got a chance to speak to Emily. And Emily, I'd like, first of all, to learn a little bit more about yourself. Tell us about what you do and how you got involved in being associated with biodiesel.
In 2004, I did a year-long tour in conjunction with the election, and it was sort of in a partnership with Rock the Vote, and a lot of the vehicles that were used on that tour were powered by biodiesel. And when I very first started the tour, we actually stopped by the National Biodiesel Board headquarters, where I met Joe Jobe and Jenna Higgins, and it was very small then. You know, just in 2 years, the growth has been exponential. You know, obviously learning about the environmental benefits, and then of course the economic benefits, and even the security benefits for our nation. It just was such a no-brainer to be able to become a supporter. And you know, musicians, we spend a good portion of our lives, you know, going back and forth across the country in vehicles. So, you know, it's not just a theory; it's practical use for us. And was involved with Lollapalooza in 2004, also, and biodiesel-powered stages, and so. Biodiesel and I have become good friends.
Besides at a venue where you might be performing, like you said, are there other ways that you've personally been able to start using or supporting the product as well?
Yes. In California, it's difficult to buy a diesel vehicle. And so I have helped establish a connection with dealerships in other states. I have worked with Josh Tickell because of his connections with biodiesel, and we've kind of created this an avenue for people to purchase a diesel vehicle out of the state and then be able to bring it back into the state and then, of course, purchase biodiesel for it.
In talking to other people who are performers like yourself, I'm sure you've had that opportunity, what type of reaction do you see or hear from your peers?
Anytime, well, a lot of times you bring up the word biodiesel and people aren't aware of what it is. So, you know, the first step is education. But once you explain the benefits and how easy it is and then, hey, it's grown here on our own soil and we don't have to depend on the Middle East, people immediately want to know more. And so, you know, we're always carrying information about the the National Biodiesel Board and biodiesel in general and share it with them. Hey, you know, why don't you use it in your tour bus this summer? Well, how do I do that? You know, where can I get it? And so I think that's the big question a lot of other performers have is, am I able to get access to it easily? And I think that's kind of the next big step to make it more accepted by bigger performers, some of the really key, you know, top performers.
Like yourself, of course, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, and here at this conference, we are actually haven't yet, but we'll be treated to a performance. Can you just tell us what the attendees here at the conference will be treated to when they come out tonight?
Well, when it comes to the entertainment, I try to keep all of the political and even the economical and business aspects out of it. People just want to come and have a good time. They've been listening to people all day. So, you know, I have a couple of songs that I've written dedicated to biodiesel. But for the most part, they'll just be able to come and enjoy the evening and know that they're with people of like mind and a unified cause and be able to enjoy the music. Stylistically, it's probably like Norah Jones with a little more edge, something like that. So, you know.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to being there. Is there anything else that you would say to people who may be considering, you know, looking at something they can do, whether it's just even purchasing their own vehicle or helping establish more places that you can even purchase biodiesel at this point?
I always encourage people that they make a difference. I think oftentimes people feel like, what could I do? You know, the oil industry, it's so huge. What can I possibly do? But it is small little efforts of a whole bunch of people that really make the difference. And so whether it's, hey, you know, buy a diesel vehicle this time around. And even if you can only put, you know, a B5 blend in it once every 6 months, that makes a difference. And when it creates demand for the product, I think the other thing, talk about it. You know, share it with your friends when you have the opportunity. You know, if you have the knowledge, then share it with others. And that's really how it becomes viral and how people will, that word biodiesel will no longer be a mystery and it will bring a blank stare to people's faces, but people will know what it is.
Well, thank you very much. That's Emily Richards, a singer and songwriter who is performing here at the National Biodiesel Conference and a great supporter of renewable fuels like biodiesel. And from the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.